It is, you know, and even on it was tough personally, but the team continued to go. You know, you try to do things off the field or in the clubhouse to, you know, influence the team right. as much as you can. But, you know, without being on the field, it does get difficult. So, you know, but it was fun to watch them go.
Hey, Lonnie, you know, I saw a story about you this offseason. You really worked on your flexibility. Tell us a little bit about that, why you really wanted to do that. Was that just to maybe, you know, improve your movement on the field or to decrease risk of injury? Give us a little insight into that.
You know, probably a combination of both of those things. You know, you want to play for a long time. I'm getting a little older. You want to make sure you're able to get on the field and, you know, compete at the level you want to compete at. And You make changes throughout your game each year. When you're younger, you try to get stronger and gain weight. Once you get older, you try to maintain and, you know, increase your flexibility. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, I guess geared towards that where, you know, I'm playing right field. You know, you want to be able to run. You want to be able to make plays for your guys. And, you know, even on the offensive side, you want to run the bases correct. I mean, aggressively, you
sure.
want to. You know, be able to do things to help your team on both sides of the ball.
Well, we really were on your way to a heck of a year before the injuries crept up on you. Lonnie, have you officially now kind of made that complete transition from third base to the outfield?
I believe so. I felt pretty good last year, you know, and just continuing to work. Last year was my first, I think, one of my first full springs as an outfielder, so... You know, just continue to get that work in. You're still learning stuff every day. You can't. There's no way to be out there long enough to, you know, to have it mastered or anything. So, you know, just continuing to be a sponge, listen to what Millsy and them have to say, and, you know, do what I can out there.
How was the off season for you?
It was good. You know, it was quiet.
Go clear your head anywhere?
Not really.
Get a deer stand somewhere on a lake. Come on. Now.
I did, but I tend to fall asleep out there. You know, it's a great place to take a nap. You know, I like to hunt, I like to fish and
sure.
play golf, but you know, it's, you know, once the family's gotten big and you know you're trying to focus that, and you know, me time is a little bit shorter than it used to be.
But you know what? That's why you're a good parent, because that your kids come along, your handicap tends to go up.
Yeah.
And the deer count tends to go down.
Yeah. You know, it's frustrating. I've transitioned to fishing more where, you know, if you're deer hunting, you may have to travel or go out, but
great point.
You can fish in half a day. So, you know, I've lobbied for that, and, you know, I got a hall pass for that.
And Mike Snyder, certain people that we know, and I won't mention a name, Dave Dombrowski, also will carry a little pocket fisherman in the golf bag, because Lonnie, as you know, sometimes it can slow up, and there's some good bass once in a while
yeah.
in these ponds.
Golf courses are the place to be. You know, as long as the superintendent or the marshal doesn't, you know, catch you, you're all set.
There you go. You know, Lonnie, I like the way you put it. When you were out, and I know I've heard Michael Brantley, as he's dealt with being out, watching this team go on. But as you said it, the team just kept on doing it, and you're part of it. This is a pretty close group of guys, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's team dinners a couple nights a week where we go to each other's houses. Our families have grown up together. The kids have grown up together. It's a cool dynamic to have off the field. I mean, when you're talking about team chemistry, you know, we got the ultimate team chemistry. So I think that plays a big role on the field too.
I'm going to get you out here in this, a total different topic.
Okay.
Have you ever been confused for Luke Bryan?
Yeah. Not just told I have likenesses. I've never been, you know, asked for a Luke Bryan autograph or anything, but you know, I get that a lot. I get a lot of Aaron Rodgers and who's Jesse Pinkman off of Breaking Bad?
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I never wow.
So I'll get those.
I do see that a lot.
Yeah.
I wonder if Luke ever's asked, do you ever get confused to be Lonnie Chisenhall? I mean, seriously.
You think he'd say, who is Lonnie Chisenhall?
No. I don't think so. It's all about hunting, fishing.
Yeah.
Loving every day.
No, I've been to one of his concerts, so it was pretty neat watching myself up there singing.
I love it. Lonnie, you're always fun. You're always great with your time. Thanks for getting in here early, too, your guys' schedule. Are you working out today against Milwaukee, or what's your day look like?
Yeah, I'll be playing right field today against Milwaukee.
I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Good luck,
great
Lonnie.
Lonnie, thanks a lot, pal.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Lonnie Chisenhall with us from Goodyear on News Radio, WTAM 1100.